Good morning, good beautiful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to this one of our last shows for the 2014 season. Welcome to the Sunday Morning Inspiration presented by Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shiro at your Ground Zero. Welcome to your 15 to 30 minutes of stress relief and release, along with a good dose of faith and forgiveness. As always, before we get started on this beautiful, and today, of course, we're into our winter month, so it's dark outside. The day has not begun. Dawn has not come here in the beautiful state of Maryland in the United States. So right now, so many of you may still be getting that extra hour of sleep. But when you wake up and you press the button, you'll be able to hear our show in its entirety. Good morning, good morning. But we're going to keep rolling as always. So many of you who are listening to my voice live, you should be in your favorite easy spot, lying back, sitting back, preparing for our breathing exercises to get our show going. Eyes closed, lie back, sit back. Let's take some deep breaths. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Let's inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's continue to breathe while we start our show. You know, today I had gone shopping about a week or so ago, and I wanted to get a really good cleaning cloth or sponge or something, because the way that one of my bathtubs is made is the fact that it has a slip-resistant bottom. And you know, some days, because it's made with those tiny microgrooves, it doesn't look clean enough to me. And I thought, I think I need to go out and find me a magic eraser. See how that works. Because I didn't want to really use a brush or something too abrasive, because it would really scratch up the finish on the tub. And I didn't want to do that. And suddenly it came to me. It had come to me. The magic eraser. When you need help erasing the heartache and the pain of your life, no problem. God can delete and erase all of the demons occupying your spirit for far too long. No magic here. He is the mighty eraser. Amen? Can I get an amen to that? It's not about the magic. It's just it was a wonderful inspiration for me. And I didn't get the magic eraser that you see on television. I got the store brand, and it worked well for a moment, and then it proceeded to disintegrate. And I said, you know, we're like the store brand magic eraser. Man, we're like the store brand. We try to erase everything and delete it ourselves. We want to take care of everything ourselves. And suddenly, we're left broken and in pieces, because we keep trying to fix something that is not our job to fix. Revelation 21:4 states, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And when I looked at this generic magic eraser, this particular passage held great meaning to me. No more crying out of disappointment and despair because it still wasn't as clean as I wanted it to be. No more pain from really sticking it to it, putting that elbow grease in there, as the elders used to call it. There won't be any more of that. Because had I gone to the proper source, the great I am. See, he's that name brand. He's that one that can do it. He can wipe it away in one easy swipe. And then when you come back the next day or after the next use, he can wipe it all away again. And he won't fall apart and disintegrate and leave us in despair. He will be right there to do the job for us if we invest in the greater product, the greater good. Sometimes we have to stop trying to take the low road and the easy way out. We have to stop trying to do some things for ourselves. We need to make it work. So just remember this. The magic eraser is that name brand that we all know. Even those who do not believe know that name brand. The great I am can wipe it all away. Just wipe it all away. Sometimes we're so used to being by ourselves. So many people here on this earth have disappointed us, have left us alone, when we have always tried to do the right thing and be there for everyone else. We become used to being alone. We become used to trying to fix it, trying to fix everything and everyone, trying to fix the world all by ourselves. And sometimes we get to that point where we can't afford to bring in anyone else to help. We have to do it all ourselves. But sometimes we also need to know when to let it go. As they say in, what is it, poker, to hold them and fold them. We have to understand this. So what we have to do is to just say, this is just too big for me to go at it alone. This is a task I cannot do with mediocre products, with mediocre work, with mediocre people, and that includes the person that we see in the mirror. We need to know when to humble ourselves and go to the best to give us what we need in that divine timing. So that's where I got that inspiration for the magic eraser. We can try to go the low road, get the generic brand, and try to break our arms to get the job done on our own. Or we can go for the stronger, the better prepared, the name brand, the brand that we many take little effort to erase. Everything that's been a deterrent or a roadblock or an obstacle in our lives. I don't know about any of you, but I love a clean bathroom. I love a beautiful bathtub. It has to sparkle, literally, even when there's no sun shining through one of our sky windows. I want that tub to sparkle when I look at it. Just remember, the Almighty is the best eraser available to all of us. Sometimes we have to invest in the best, and the best will take care of the rest. As I said earlier, this is one of our last shows for the 2014 season. We will do a special show that I will announce, of course, before the end of the year. If you're on Facebook, do join us. We have several groups there. The Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement Group, and of course, the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Group is there, presented by the Wall Foundation Incorporated. And for those of you who do not know, both Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and this, our Sunday morning inspiration, is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you'd like to support us in any way so that we can keep all of our programs going in the real world, and of course, all of our programs here in the virtual world, there's several ways you can do that. You can send us your tax-deductible donation to Post Office Box 27 in Randallstown, Maryland. Make that out to the Wall Foundation Incorporated. Or you can visit us on our main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on the donation button there. All of your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. And if you just like to get involved, to volunteer, or become a part of this wonderful movement, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, in any way, give us a call, 202-618-2556. That's 202-618-2556. And we have some wonderful programs coming up on December the 6th, which is a Saturday evening from 9 to 11. I'm doing my Thrive in 2015. It was formerly the Heal Thyself to Heal a Nation e-course. Each year, throughout the year, the foundation and myself, we have something called the Giving Back Initiative. And if you register before December the 2nd of 2014, which is Giving Tuesday, we are participating in Giving Tuesday, you can get the early bird special of just $10. That's right, just $10 for this two-hour e-course. $10. And no processing fees. So all you have to pay is $10. After the second, the price doubles, which is still a bargain, but I'd love for all of you to take full advantage of our Giving Tuesday special. If you'd like to get that information, of course, you can text me at 202-618-2556. I'll also put it up here on Blog Talk Radio on our show page for today. So be looking for that. And if you're on Facebook, reach out to me, C. Maria Wall there, and I will be sure to get back to you and give you that information. So I hope to see you there. And of course, we'll be back soon with another episode of the Sunday Morning Inspiration. So as always, before I go, I'd like to pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, be well, be blessed, have a God awesome week that's Jesus strong. And just remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. Our new opening music is the new version of the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement anthem. It was redone with an upbeat theme. So for those of you who loved it a cappella, and for those of you who wanted music, now you have it both ways. And I hope that you enjoyed that as well. We have so many new things coming in the new year. I'll be moving forward. We'll be starting to do our programs via Skype and Google Hangouts in the new year. I'll be letting you in on more of that a little later on. So just remember, without you, none of this would be possible. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued prayers, words of encouragement, and support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God sends the message to me through you that I am walking into my destiny and purpose. So until next time, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wald, your most gracious, humble, and appreciative host, praying each and every one of you enough. And I will see you again soon.
Why do I keep doing this to myself?
Concludes our broadcast day. Thank you so much for joining us here on Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. Today our topic was the magic eraser. Just remember, there comes a time when we cannot face or erase the obstacles in our life. We have to turn to the great I Am. He's the mightiest eraser that we know. Do not go it alone. When you think you're alone on this worldly earth, when man forsakes you, just remember, you have the mightiest of helpers waiting for you. You just have to look into the shadows and pull the greatest helper alongside of you, and everything will be all right. Next time, we'll talk about some of the blessings that have happened this year. Many of us aren't where we want to be. Some of us are still in the midst of storms, myself included. But guess what? I've come a mighty long way, and I'm still standing. And so are you, because you are listening to my voice right here, right now, or during one of the replays. So until next time, Be well, be blessed. Hold on. Keep holding. Because your time will come. Continue to believe in your destiny and walk in your purpose. Be well, be blessed. As I said earlier, have a God awesome week. That's Jesus Strong. I will see you again soon.